This episode of the Fresh Start Family Show is brought to you by our Quick Start Learning Bundle, how to build a compassionate, firm, and kind discipline toolkit that works with kids of all ages. Head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your Quick Start Bundle so you can get going today on building up a strong, compassionate, discipline toolkit in your home. Hello, listeners, and welcome back to a new episode. I'm your host, Wendy Snyder, positive parenting educator and family life coach, and I'm so happy that you are here. Terry and I had a really great conversation today with two gentlemen by the name of Phil Anderson and Bruce Hymas. They are the co-founders of a parent empowerment platform, an app called Parent Playbook. But we had a really good talk about six ways how we can become an empowered parent. And I loved getting to know these gentlemen, and I loved getting to know their heart behind why they really created this beautiful parent empowerment platform. But our conversation around becoming an empowered parent is a really important one, and here's why. So raise your hand if, as you parent on a day-to-day basis, you love to be at choice. You love to feel like you have just the authority to make decisions that feel like they are in line with your moral compass and feel like, yes, that they actually work, right? As parents, we all want kids that cooperate and listen well, and we all want to raise good, kind human beings that contribute in the world, that really take responsibility for making a difference and for just, again, like adding goodness to humanity, right? And we just like to be at choice. And I think empowerment is a word that I use often. I've actually been playing around with calling what I teach powerful parenting. There's been such kind of an uprising in the world lately. I mean, I guess just at least in what I am seeing online, there's been a lot of uprising around how gentle parenting or positive parenting, whatever you want to call it, connected, relationship-based, firm and kind parenting. I have a tendency just to umbrella it under positive parenting. But there's been some like really just infuriating posts and information being shared that is completely not accurate at all, about how positive parenting is really permissive parenting, or how gentle parenting is not biblical. And like I said, it's really tough for those of us who have dedicated our lives to, you know, helping parents learn how this work can change their lives inside their home and also change their lives in their community and the world. We always say if you want more peace in the world, it starts by bringing more peace into your home. So it's been infuriating to watch, but my colleagues and I are here to just run the marathon, not the sprint, right? And this is nothing new. People have been challenging what we do here at Fresh Start Family, or in general, anybody that advocates for gentle, connected, firm and kind, relationship-based parenting. They've been opposing it for a long, long time. So it's nothing new. But I've been playing around with starting to use the term powerful parenting more when people ask me what I teach or what I do. Because what we, you know, when you embrace connected or relationship-based parenting, you become truly empowered as a parent. You become someone who actually has true influence over your children, because you learn how to not use fear, force, and external controls like bribery and rewards to make, air quote, make your kids cooperate and listen. And you end up raising children that are not scared of you. They actually do good in the world. They actually make smart decisions. They actually get good grades or do well in sports or eat nutritiously or whatever it may be, because they truly look up to you and they truly respect you. So I call that true power. And so in order to, you know, get into a daily rhythm where you feel like you are having true power with your children, you need to be in an empowered state as a parent. So that's, you know, we're gonna kind of talk about six ways you can do that today. And I just loved getting to know Phil and Bruce. I think they have some really cool ideas, and I'm just really excited about this parent empowerment platform that they've co-founded and are bringing into the world right now. They've been working really hard over the last few years to develop it. But I just thought, as you know, as I'm introing this episode, I thought it'd be fun just to kind of, I looked up the definition of empowerment. And so just to take a moment to like get in touch with why this matters to us. So when you look up empowerment, The definition is the authority or power given to someone to do something. So individuals are given empowerment to create their own dwellings, the process of becoming stronger and more confident, and especially in controlling one's life and claiming one's rights. I think that's from Merriam-Webster Dictionary or whatever. And I'm just, when I read that, I'm like, heck yes, that's what we all want as parents. We want to become stronger. We want to become more confident, and we want to control our own life. And like, especially when it comes to claiming our own rights. Now, here at First Start Family, like, I truly believe that this is a co-creation with God, right? Like, yes, on earth, we are given, you know, the authority to control our surroundings. We're not given the authority to control human beings, but we are given the authority to control our environment and what we do on a daily basis, our actions, the way we treat people, the way we raise our children. That's part of it. And so I want to live on a daily basis in a state of empowerment, and I know you guys do too. So I thought it'd be fun to look at the opposite of this also. So words come up like this when you look at the antonym of empowerment: oppressed, disenfranchised, suppressed, coerced, subjugated, denied, disapproved of, rejected, disallowed. And you guys, I get so many DMs from you guys or messages or, you know, when you first find our, many people, when they first find our podcast and they reach out on Instagram or they shoot me an email and they share with me how they just have such a strong desire to do things. Oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes they'll say, I just really do not want to repeat what was done to me. I do not want to just continue the painful generational cycles in the way I was raised. I was raised with a lot of yelling, or I was raised with parents who spanked all the time, or a disconnected home. And, you know, my parents led with fear all the time, or, you know, I became like a teenager who just went totally the opposite way because we had no relationship. I mean, I hear stories all day long, and it is an honor, by the way, to hear your stories. Thank you for just touching base and letting me know what like lights your heart on fire when you hear about positive parenting, when you step into learning, when you start practicing this work in your home. It really means a lot to me. But a lot of it is, you know, when parents are trying to get the confidence to do things differently, because remember, it's still factual information. Tanya Camps and I talk about this in episode, I believe it's 123. It's episode 122 or 123, but I'm pretty sure her and I, we talk a lot about like some biblical references to help people understand why positive, connected, firm, and kind parenting is absolutely 100% biblical. But we talk about how statistics and research shows us, or just factual information, is that 7 out of 10 homes are still using corporal punishment, still using fear and force, still using spanking as the main driver in their homes to get their kids to listen and cooperate. And we know long-term sustainability-wise, this does not work. And so that's why we're such advocates about teaching a different way and empowering parents with how to have a full compassionate discipline toolkit. But we know that this still is the norm. Like, your neighbors and even your pastor, or, you know, your in-laws or your mom or your sister or your cousins, whatever it may be, a lot of them are still using the kind of hand-me-down parenting tactics that rely on the external control methods to get their kids to listen. And then many of them end up with teenagers that, whew, it's a tough road once these kids become teenagers. But I'm just saying that when you're trying to do something different, when you're trying to use dignity and grace and compassion and patience and gentleness and self-control and self-regulation and compassionate discipline instead of punishment and responsiveness instead of reactivity and like true power instead of overpowering and controlling your kids, you're going to have a lot of moments where you may feel disempowered if you don't set yourself up for success. You may feel unconfident, like you're a black sheep, if you are not fully rolling around with a full toolkit and as an empowered parent. So with all that said, this is a really important episode. I want you all to be an empowered parent every single day. Okay. So I'll take a moment just to tell you a little bit more about Bruce and Phil. Just, you'll get to know them in this episode. But I actually met Bruce and Phil and their team at Parent Playbook through two of my students who are part of my Become a Parenting Coach program. They've also, one of these two girls has actually been in my bonfire for a few years now, and she's just such an amazing mama. Both of these women that are in this program, I just adore so much. But the Become a Parenting Coach program is for anybody who is interested in becoming a parenting coach certified in the Fresh Start Family Approach. And that's a 7-month intensive mentorship program with me and a cohort of other parents. And so these women will be graduating in October. We'll have the next cohort start in the spring of 2023. If you're interested, you can join the wait list, freshstartfamilyonline.com/become a parenting coach. But they started working with Become a Parenting Coach last year, and they just started speaking so highly of what Bruce and Phil had created and the team and the research that they were doing. And so it's been a real honor to get to know them. And I just became really interested in what they're doing because, you guys, I love a good entrepreneur story. I've been running my own businesses since I was 13 years old, obviously built Fresh Start Family from the ground up. And we've now, you know, helped thousands and thousands and thousands of families get to know positive parenting and implement it into the daily fabric of their life. So I built this organization from scratch. And I love entrepreneurs. I have a special spot in my heart for strong-willed kids. And I also have a special spot in my heart for entrepreneurs. So especially those, I really respect entrepreneurs who pour their hearts into creating organizations that help others, especially families. So yeah, when I found out what they were doing, I just was really excited. So let me just take a moment to tell you a little bit about them before we get started on the episode. So Bruce Hymas is the father of four and met his amazing wife of 13 years by pursuing an entrepreneurship degree at Brigham Young University. Bruce is a certified life coach and especially loves helping young people discover how life really works through their thoughts, feelings, and actions. He's the co-founder and COO of Parent Playbook and thinks whether people are laughing at him or with him, he continues to tell dad jokes to his kids and on Parent Playbook team calls. And then Phil Anderson, who is the other co-founder of Parent Playbook, has been married to his best friend Leah for 30 years. He has 2 adult children and 3 incredible grandchildren. He co-founded Beacon Learning Group back in 2007 and has led several startups, but believes everything learned in his business career has been in preparation for leading Parent Playbook. He considers his greatest success to be his family and that his family still enjoys going on vacation with him. Seriously. I love that because we were just talking about one of my friends and colleagues, Tanya Camps, who I just mentioned, who's in episode 123 or whatever that episode is with me. She had just posted something last week that said, like, oh my gosh, we only have 18 years with our kids, to her husband, Mike. And he was like, no, we won't, babe. He's like, because the way we're raising our kids, they're going to want to spend a lifetime with us. Like, they're going to want to be together with us every single summer. So we actually have like 60 more years with them, or 70, whatever he said, you know. And I love that Phil mentioned that, because that is a great success, right? If you can raise your children in a way that they want to still be with you, isn't that just such a gift, right? So anyways, you guys, I've been enjoying being part of Parent Playbook panels and have even decided myself to invest in their crowdfunding campaign, which they'll tell you at the end of this episode all about, to support the launch of their parent empowerment app called Parent Playbook. So I know you're going to love this conversation, and really just ask yourself as you're listening, parents, are these things present in my life? Again, we're going to talk about 6 ways to become empowered as a parent. Or ask yourself, am I operating daily with a lack of confidence, with confusion, with overwhelm, or from a disempowered place? If yes, don't stay there. You don't have to stay there. We have so many resources available here at Fresh Start Family, from free learning guides. Our free learning guide to raising strong-willed kids with integrity is a super easy download, freshstartfamilyonline.com/strong-willed kids, to free workshops. One of my favorite workshops that I teach is about power struggles, how to really approach and dissolve power struggles with dignity and true power. That free 1-hour workshop is freshstartfamilyonline.com/power struggles class. And then, of course, we have full programs, full courses, the Foundations course, the A to Z of Positive Parenting. We have full support programs. The Bonfire Support Community and program is just life-changing with a Google Doc of over 800 pages of success stories now, you guys. And we just have life coaching weekend courses. I mean, we have so many programs for you to look into and to use to change your life and to become an empowered parent. And then you're going to hear about how Parent Playbook is going to give you some incredible tools to become an empowered parent too. Empowered parent too. That's a mouthful. Empowered parent. All right, you guys, enough talking. This intro has turned into pretty long. But anyways, thank you for listening. Thank you for caring so much about your family. Thank you so much for caring so much about your kids and for your support of the Fresh Start Family Show. Without further ado, help me welcome Phil and Bruce to the show.
Well, hey there, I'm Stella. Welcome to my mom and dad's podcast, The Fresh Start Family Show. We're so happy you're here. We're inspired by the ocean, Jesus, and rock and roll, and believe deeply in the true power of loving kindness. Together, we hope to inspire you to expand your heart, learn new tools, and strengthen your family. Enjoy the show!
Well, hey there, families, and welcome to a new episode of the Fresh Start Family Show. Terry and I are really excited to be here today with Phil Anderson and Bruce Hymas from Parent Playbook. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to be
here.
Yes, we've got four guys here today. I feel like I'm...
Four guys?
No,
three. Guys. You have something to tell us, Wendy?
I feel like I'm normally outnumbered, but normally there's more women talking.
Well, we've got Herbie. We've got our dogs, a guy.
Oh my gosh. But you guys, you know, here at Fresh Start Family, we love, love, love it when guys are in the mix, when we have rad dads that are part of helping and changing the narrative when it comes to family and parenting and all the good stuff. So I'm extra excited to be here with all these wonderful men today. But today we're going to be talking about six ways we can become empowered parents. And the reason why we were really excited to interview Phil and Bruce is because they are doing some phenomenal work in the world to create a parent empowerment platform, an app called Parent Playbook. And we're going to learn all about it today. But again, specifically how, why, and how we can use this app that's coming out soon, and also just why we want to be in an empowered state as a parent. So, you know, here at Fresh Start Family, we talk so much about how we want to have choices so we can do things and raise our little human souls in a way that feels in line with our moral compass, right? That isn't necessarily just using hand-me-down parenting tactics, usually rooted in fear, force, bribery, and rewards, like all the classic stuff, right? But instead, how do we really get to a place where we are empowered to choose, where we have plenty of resources, we have plenty of mentors, we have plenty of community, we have plenty of messages of hope. So all of those are going to be kind of things that we talk about today. And I know you're just going to love this conversation. But before we get going, Bruce and Phil, would you guys kick us off with just telling us a little bit more about yourself? I know you're both fathers, and we just want to hear a little bit more. I told the listeners a lot about your fancy, dancy side of your bio. That is just incredible how much you have done in the world. But tell us a little bit more about your hearts and what drew you to dedicate so much time and resources to creating this for parents and serving families in this capacity. And then just tell us a little bit more about your family too, please.
So I've got four kids and a beautiful wife, three girls and one boy. And so they keep us busy, and there's all sorts of the ups and downs, and, you know, we're all over the place running everywhere and staying busy. and we love it. We love it. We love our family, and we love learning about new ways that we can make not only our lives better, but also our children's lives better too. So yeah, we're just excited about Parent Playbook and excited to tell our story a little bit more. And speaking of that, let me tell you a little bit of the story of where Parent Playbook came from. So my wife was following and still follows an Instagram influencer. And this lady was going to come out from Utah to the Carolinas. And she has this positive parenting weekend where, well, it's just on Saturday, but we went to this seminar on Saturday, and it was just a fabulous, fabulous parenting seminar, full of just great information. But one thing we did notice at lunch and even afterwards is this long line of people still wanting to get answers to their questions, to their specific children, for their specific scenario. And we had questions. At the time, we had three girls and a boy on the way, and we were having issues with eating and sleeping through the night and you name it, you know, so we had additional questions. And so I just turned to my wife and I was like, hey, there is something big that I think is missing here. And we need to find it, find out what that is and figure it out. And potentially we could solve it. So we started going out. We went and asked questions to the moms at the gymnastics gym and the neighbors and, you know, people at church and everybody were just asking, like, is this a thing? And we found out that the problem was bigger than what we thought. And so I reached out to my entrepreneur professor from my undergrad, put the idea out there. Hey, is there anybody else that's interested in building this business? And that's how I got connected with Phil. And so we just went from there. And since then we've we've interviewed hundreds of moms, literally hundreds and hundreds of moms, dads, and professionals to really discover what the issue is and what really needs to be solved, and we're solving it. So we're very excited about that.
Amazing. Amazing. I love it. Awesome. How about you? And you told us, did you tell us the ages of your kids before we hear Phil's story? Bruce, how old are your kids again?
Yeah, sorry. 12, 9, 6, and 3.
Awesome.
Good spread there.
That's a good spread. We got almost 15 and almost 12. So nice. You got us doubled. Awesome. Okay. And Phil, how about you? Tell us a little bit more about you and your heart behind this work.
Yeah, thank you. It's really a great question. And I consider myself really fortunate to have Bruce as a business partner because he's a great dad. He's a great husband. Aww. I see how he interacts with his family and they're a priority for him. And he really understands the problem that we are trying to solve. When you have an idea that, like Parent Playbook, you really want to ask the question, is there really something to be solved? Is it an itch that needs to be scratched, or is it a really serious problem? And we learned it's really an acute problem. But my background is I'm in my early 50s, been married for 30 years to my sweetheart. Her name is Leah. I have two adult children. One's 28, my son, and he has three beautiful children that are my first grandchildren. They are our world. And all the cliches you hear about being a grandparent, I have learned for myself, are, while corny, they're true. And we love the stage of life that we're in. For me, this project represents something unlike other things I've done in the past. I've built companies before and enjoyed that process. But I'm at a stage in my life where it's clear to me that everything I've done before now, the highs and the lows of you know, building businesses, has really been in preparation for this. This isn't a stepping stone to the next thing for me. This is it. And I wanted to do something at this stage in my life and my career that was going to be high impact from a societal perspective. What's something where we can really make the world a better place? And it became very clear to me as we really immersed ourselves in the problem that the ability to impact one child by giving that child's parent access to information to make simply better parenting decisions, even if just fractionally we can impact the trajectory of that child's life because that parent has better data to make better decisions, now we're changing the world for that child and for that family. Do that enough times, and we're literally changing the world. And that's really what drives us. I love our team because the whole team is bought into the fact that we can have that sort of level of impact. But it's wonderful to be here with you both today.
Oh, so good. You do have a great team. You have two girls on your team that have been in my programs, the Bonfire and the Foundations course, for 2 or 3 years now, and are also in my Become a Parenting Coach certification program now. And they are on fire. They are just on fire for this work. They are on fire about wanting to change the world. And I know that they love working with you guys, and they are so passionate about what you're doing too. And so I will vouch for that you guys have an incredible team. Yeah, of course. Gosh, I mean, just how wonderful. I'm like, yes, Phil, to everything you say. And of course, we feel the same way here at Fresh Start Family, right? When you can affect families and parents and come into one home at a time, into one child's life at a time, when you are actively taking part in breaking painful generational cycles and giving parents the courage to do things differently. I mean, boom, right? Like, peace in the world starts with peace in the home. And I know Terry and I, every time we see something on the news that's horrible, or, you know, the world feels like it's never been more divided. I know it has been in history, but it always feels like it's never been more divided than it is right now when you're in the thick of it, right? But we always look to each other, and there's lots of solutions, and people have lots of ideas, and there's lots of pointing fingers about what needs to be done. But at the basis of it, if you can help the parent and the child relationship and help people parent in a way that's empowered and respectful and kind and connected and firm and kind, like you said, you will be able to help change the world. And so what an honor to be doing this work beside you guys. Thank you. I know you have put blood, sweat, and tears into building this parent empowerment platform. That's why it's just really fun to get to know you guys today and get to know more about what you're doing. But
yeah, I definitely relate to this a lot. And I think that, you know, the journey for Fresh Start Family and what you said of everything prior preparing you to this moment right here, you know, I think, especially with Wendy's journey, when I think about, you know, her, you know, her time as a young person being a sports coach and then, you know, being drawn to marketing and how that would, you know, serve her later. I mean, even how I can contribute to the world beyond just making things pretty and shiny, I can do something for good here. And then, of course, as parents that then say, gosh, isn't there something more here? And then coming alongside with using technology for good, yes. You know, because like you said, it is that personal touch of affecting one parent, one child, one family at a time. But how can we do it and amplify it so that there is a really big impact and using, you know, this wonderful technology like we are today to get the word out to more people?
Yep.
Mm. Well said.
So good. Okay, well, let's get to it. We're going to talk about six ways we can become an empowered parent. And along the way, I know we're going to learn more about this wonderful platform and app that you guys are building. But before we do that, I want to kind of just define the problem. I know, Bruce, you spoke to it. Phil, you spoke to it. I know you guys have done like thousands and thousands of interviews with families. But just from our perspective, where the problem lies, and it sounds like this is what you've seen too, but there just feels like there is not enough support and resources available, like in parents' faces, so to speak. And so it, in my world, a lot of parents come with the stress of parenting, knowing that misbehavior is happening. Oftentimes they don't have a full toolkit. So they're relying on hand-me-down parenting tactics like fear, force, threats, intimidation, harsh punishments. And there's so much disconnection in the home, and they know when they hear something different, or they maybe see a book or something, that they want to do things differently, but they don't really understand how, which then brings you to these questions of just feeling hopeless. Like, it's so overwhelming. Like, where do you even start? Because society traditionally has not set us up for success when, like, in order, we just learned how to free dive and like spearfish here in Southern California. We had to go get a fishing license, and we had to get an extra fishing license to be in salt water before we were even allowed to step into the ocean with our spear gun, right? But for parenting, you don't have to do that, right? So a lot of people end up in this crisis mode where they've got strong-willed toddlers, or there's just multiple kids and they're overwhelmed and they're stressed and they don't know where to start. So they know they want to do it differently than maybe how they were raised. They want to have better relationships with their kids and learn how to influence with true power, but they don't know how. So that, to me, feels like the big problem that so many of us are talking about. Would you guys agree that that's kind of the basis of, like, there just doesn't seem to be resources easily at the fingertips of families worldwide?
Let's chat for a hot sec, openly and honestly, about what your discipline toolkit looks like in your home right now. If you're anything like most parents, you're relying on the hand-me-down set you inherited timeouts, spankings, threatening of spankings, taking iPads away, 3-2-1 countdowns, groundings, taking away toys, e-bikes, iPhones, any or all of those kind of tactics that create a total relationship strain and don't even work long-term to end your child's misbehavior for good. Meaning, you might spank your child or send them to timeout today for being, air quotes, mean to their sister or disrespecting you, but then 3 days from now, they're repeating the same misbehavior, which causes you to flip your lid because you know they know better. I want to help you learn a new way so you could end the vicious cycle that's keeping you stuck as a parent and causing you to feel super frustrated that nothing is working to get your strong-willed, stubborn child to behave better. My team and I have recently completely refreshed our Compassionate Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle to help you learn a new way to teach your kids important life lessons, a new way to help your children learn from their mistakes and take responsibility for their actions. You can just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and I'll personally send you a message with a link to download this free bundle. I'm going to help you shift out of a punishment mindset and into a compassionate discipline one where you fully trust that connection-based, firm and kind discipline tools are all you need to be a strong leader in your home who holds your kids responsible when they misbehave, but does it in a way where they are learning the vital life skills they are missing when they mess up. So again, just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline. To grab your free bundle now. I am so excited for you to shift out of feeling guilty and shameful when you lay your head on your pillow at night and shift into feeling confident and proud of the way you handled yourself as a parent, even when you were wildly triggered and upset about the mistake your child made. Okay, I'm excited for you to dive into this free resource. I'll see you in my DMs and inside the free discipline bundle.
It's interesting because we're all creatures of habit, and we've learned how to parent this most important task we believe that you'll ever have, and yeah. Is the ability to impact the life of your children. And we tend to model as parents how we were parented, and credit to our parents. I think in most cases they did the best that they could, but the old adage, know better, do better, is absolutely true with parenting. The reality is that when there is a situation of more information and better information, you can make more informed decision. And you said it.
Yeah.
You know, finding the right answers to parenting questions is really, really hard. What we've learned after interviewing and spending hundreds and hundreds of hours interviewing and talking to parents is they face information overload. Now, you referred to this, and it's accurate. If you take an example, you referred to a book, a parenting book, and it's 300 pages long. Well, the reality is the answer that you need to your specific problem right now might be buried in the third paragraph on page 255 type thing.
Yeah.
Right? So how do you take the subject matter and get an answer that's relatable to you? Now, the same is true. Parents use Google. They Google search, and it's a great tool, and there is some great information there. But if you research toddler tantrums, you type that into Google, you're going to get 35,800,000 search results. That's what's going to come back at you separately, right? Sometimes people say, well, you know, I belong to this group on social media. Maybe it's a Facebook group on parenting or this subject or that. Well, consistently in our interviewing, parent after parent reported the same thing. There's almost no customization in those social media groups. And we consistently heard that there's high levels of toxicity in far too many cases. It really ruined that social media group experience. Yeah. One thing that was really interesting is we learned that a lot of people end up asking their family and friends. This was actually what most people did as we researched this and said, what do you do? More people did this than anything else. They went to family and friends and asked for information. And this often produced the best results for them, which is great. So our value proposition isn't, hey, let us replace asking family and friends if that's what's working for you now. Our proposition of value is let us show you a way to make that even better with communication tools that are dedicated to making it easy to communicate with your circle of trust on parenting topics inside Parent Playbook. And just kind of a footnote as well, I think it's just to set the stage here for part of our vision and mission. The app is free to download and free to use. This isn't a monthly subscription or anything like that. We wanted the technology to be free because we want every family in the world to have access to Parent Playbook.
I love it. Okay, well, let's get kicked off with the very first thing, because I want to hear a little bit more about how this works with Parent Playbook and what your guys' vision and dream for families in the world is. So the first way to become an empowered parent is to build up a toolkit so you have options, more than just the classic hand-me-down parenting tactics that we mentioned before, which are usually what I call the classic four: fear, force, bribery, and reward. So this concept of education is key. So how does Parent Playbook set us up with success with learning as far as education goes? So maybe just like help listeners understand, like, what is actually happening here? Like, if our goal is to expand our parenting toolkit and why that's so important, like, how does that work with Parent Playbook and how does it set us up for success?
One of the big, really cool things that people like about the app is you not only have a news feed for you that's curated for your interests, for you personally, but you have a news feed for each child according to their age, gender, and special needs. So it gets a lot more curated as you use the app and as you tell the app, hey, I'm interested in this and that. And as you're saving things, you just get more information. And so as you're looking through that newsfeed for that child, you can quickly find things that are relevant to you and that other people have found useful. So not only when other people are saving stuff to the platform, they're saving it. And so just right there, it is important for them. And if it's important for them and it works for them, then it might work for somebody else. And so then over time, it's curated and crowdsourced information. And so the best of the best stuff will come to rise to the top for each of your child's news feeds.
Oh, I love it. So a lot of families listening have strong-willed kids. I love, one of my favorite things to teach on as a parenting educator and family life coach is how to work with strong-willed kids with integrity. So a lot of listeners have power kids or cactus kids or strong-willed kids. So over time, as they use this app to kind of meet new mentors or digest new informational kind of educational bits, it's saving their preferences. So over time, when they open up and they're having a rough day with, say, their three-year-old strong-willed toddler, which is exactly when I found this work and I thought I was going to lose my mind. Terry, I really did almost lose my mind, right? Are you thankful I survived that season without?
It was a beautiful kind of crazy. Yeah.
but the app curates it, right? So over time, it's becoming easier and easier to get the information that you need to have a smoother day with each of your children because it gets to know your kids. Is that like an accurate understanding of how the technology works?
Yeah. Not even add to that it not only helps you find information, but it helps you get on the same page as your spouse or anybody else that is helping you with your children. You know, so it allows you to highlight, even listen to articles and highlight things and send that specific highlight to your spouse or your partner or whoever else. So you can just be on the same page. Just as my wife and I have been using it, that's one thing I've asked her. I was like, so how are you feeling these days just by using it and starting it? She just, one of the things that she said is, I feel like I'm not alone.
Nice.
And that's pretty powerful.
We had one of our key advisors. They said, you know, take all of the interviews that you've done, and I want you in one word to tell me what you've learned, but you're limited to one word. And I thought it was a great exercise, and it was super easy. Immediately, I knew what the answer was for me to that question. I said, what we've learned from speaking to hundreds and hundreds of parents over the last 18 to 24 months, and we've been working on this project now for a total of 3 years, is people crave connection. And I know we're going to talk more about this, but that's it. It's about connection. Parenting is about connection. When a parent seeks an answer to a question or a solution to a challenging scenario that they're facing, they're seeking an answer so that they, in effect, can have connection with their child. Or a parent talking to their partner, their spouse, It's about connection with that spouse. And that became really an overriding data point for us as we built the platform, is this concept, this idea of connection and village. And whether that's with the one person connecting with another, or a small group or a small circle of trust, that's really at the heart of everything that we're doing at Parent Playbook.
Oh, I love it. And so I'm going to skip number two, since you just started on number three. We had surround yourself with community who has similar goals, visions, dreams as you for your family. And so you just kind of spoke to that a little bit, Phil. So we'll come back to the emotions piece in a minute here. But yeah, it is so, like, when parents think of like the usual platforms that are available right now, let's say Instagram, let's say Facebook, you guys mentioned it before, but there's a lot of toxicity that happens, right? So like, how, tell us a little bit about how Parent Playbook will be different as far as like when you're looking for that community and building the connections between whether it's you and your spouse that are sharing like the education that you're learning or the tips or the mentors that you're meeting, or really like you're meeting new mentors and you're keying in, like you're diving into their communities. But how is it curated? Like, how are trusted mentors chosen to be in the platform? Like, what, how do, if parents open up this app, how do they know like what kind of mentorship, education, tips, inspirational content is going to be put in front of them? And then also, like, how do people join? Like, that type of thing. Like, how is community curated there?
Yeah, one thing that COVID has facilitated in one of the main features of the platform is the ability to connect, as an example, with a professional should someone want to do that. But I love what you said when you talked about community. There's a statement that we use internally a lot, and it's this. They say it takes a village to raise a child. We put that village in your pocket. And so this concept of community and connection is illustrated by the fact that there is this real sense of disconnect at a time when we've never been as connected as we have been today, in terms of we're more connected now. The ability on our phones to connect instantly with people anywhere in the world for free, right? But yet, why is there this overriding issue? And so one thing COVID has facilitated that we think is a positive from a trying time that COVID represents is the adoption and the acceptance of, as an example, remote services that in many cases, not all, are simply a better way to communicate and engage. People are using video for service delivery from professionals that have exploded. The data says that the engagement with professionals through remote services now, through things like telehealth, have really just taken off. And we don't think that's a temporary adjustment. We think that's a shift that's permanent, and the data seems to be bearing that out. And if anything, it'll increase. So this is a long-term shift. It's just how things are done now. And why? Because people prefer it. So another feature that is going to be coming in the platform in 2023 is the ability to access professionals through a telehealth type of engagement. Think a therapist. Think a family counselor. Think a board-certified behavior analyst. And even parent life coaches or parent life coaching will be available as well. Professionals are going to be able to create profiles inside the platform and the community, and the community will rate their experience working with them, similar to the star rating system that Amazon uses, 4 stars, 5 stars, etc. So if you've got a parenting challenge that rises to that level where you think talking to someone will be helpful, you're going to be able to easily and quickly access a professional inside the app via live video.
I love it. Yeah. And so you guys are doing things on your end to kind of, maybe it's not on your end so much as you vet people to come in. Cause this is what's on my mind. Like, just the time we met each other, the first call we hopped on, I remember it was like during the week, I was having a very respectful but intense civil discourse with some people who had posted online that like gentle parenting isn't biblical. And it was an infuriating and also like just energy draining, but it was an important civil discourse for me to have as an educator and family life coach, right? And all of my colleagues, I mean, we were really like just chiming in to make sure we give these families, to help these families remember that this is not actual factual information. It's being presented on the web, but it's not actual factual information just because it gets put out there on Instagram. So what I'm hearing is that there is a vetting at both like within Parent Playbook and then also within the community, that if if a mentor or a trusted professional or an educator is shared in this platform. And I remember you guys saying in the beginning that you were, I think you said this to me, because it was important before I decided to invest and just become someone who wanted to like partner with you guys, but that there would not be promotion of so-called air quotes educators teaching like disrespectful, hurtful methods in parenting. So is that accurate still? Like as far as parent playbook goes, it's not like a free for all, right? Because I think that's part of the challenge of like, say, Instagram or like the web is you're going to get a million different things. And so much of it is horrifying and heartbreaking. So is that accurate, Phil, my understanding, and Bruce?
Yeah, it is. We have a line in the sand that for us is one we won't cross. We don't endorse any sort of physical disciplining of a child, right? That's just we that's not what we represent. That's not a core value that we have. And so that's an example of what we don't want on the platform. We want it to be evidence-based as well.
Cool.
Right? There's some interesting and quite frankly really different concepts out there that there's no evidence to support. Those are things that we really want to have evidence-based information on the platform, so it's a safe environment with relevant and usable information. I don't know what you would add to that, Bruce.
That's just as how it's going to work, you know. And people, there's going to be all sorts of different vetting ways to vet people, but I think it's also going to be invite only, so exclusive invite to even get onto the app, at least to begin with. So there's all sorts of different levels that we are taking to mitigate that. And then as we grow bigger and bigger, we'll put even more, you know, restrictions in place. But we definitely want to have this as a positive parenting platform. You know, there's lots of old things that have happened in the past and, you know, that our parents did. And there's just, it just doesn't work, right? So we want to bring the stuff up that works and make it available for everybody.
If I could also just touch on one other thing, Wendy, what we learned is in talking to parents, we really front loaded our learning in this, right? We didn't want to build something that we thought was the solution. We've built what the market told us it wanted. And one thing we learned is how people feel when they touch existing, because there is a social component. There's a communication component to parent playbook. It's not just a place where you come and get telehealth services from professionals for families. It's really at its core the ability to connect and communicate on all things parenting based, whether that's with your circle of trust or the entire community. Mm-hmm. How people feel is critical, meaning if people interact with our platform and know they're accepted for who they are and they're recognized for being a parent that's just doing the best they can, and they're open to learning ways that maybe they can just do it a little bit better and make incremental changes that are going to have a huge impact on their child, we're the place for that. And so we want someone that comes in when they leave, when they close the app, to feel a certain way, like it was uplifting, it wasn't judgmental, it was positive, and where their voice mattered, where they can have a voice and that voice is respected in the community. And I realize it's easier to talk about this than it is in reality to create it, but we believe with technology, we can absolutely create and foster that type of culture and that type of environment where the way you feel, you know, sometimes I'm guilty of it. I'll spend 30 minutes in a shot on Reels and it's entertaining and I'll have a good laugh. But when I leave, I often think, man, that really wasn't the best use of my time from a productivity standpoint. And sometimes you do have to disconnect and unplug and just, you know, be silly and watch something, dancing cat videos. But more often than not, I often am, you know, if I spend too much time on something where there's not really any value, it's not helping me be a better person, I kind of feel shallow. And so Parent Playbook is designed to be the antithesis of that, where you touch the technology, you interact with it, and you go about your day and you just feel better about who you are.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I think that you know, takes us beautiful. It's point number two that we jumped over, but parenting is emotional. It's full of, you know, emotions. And, you know, point two we had here was, you know, learning how to process emotions with confidence. I think, you know, that's what, you know, Fresh Start Family, we really, you know, found that, you know, whether it's children processing emotions, whether it's parents processing emotions and coming together, there was this lack of confidence of not having the toolkit to do that. So Bruce, maybe you could layer on to that topic of how this platform would help processing emotions with confidence.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite topics. You can ask Phil. We often talk about processing emotions on our team and just, you know, feelings and emotions. And you know what? A lot of people just, let me start with this. I was certified as a life coach through the Life Coach School. And this is one of the main things that I really wish I would have known when I was younger, is just process, like, how do emotions fit into everything? Because we can do four things with our emotions. We can resist, react, avoid, or we can allow it and process those feelings, right? And because they feel so bad sometimes, we're kind of stuck in the resist, react, and avoid. And it's really interesting. The model that I learned as a life coach is your thoughts cause your feelings, and your feelings cause your actions, and your actions cause your results. So if you think back to, wow, if my thoughts are causing my feelings, but feelings are a very, very important part of that. Sometimes feelings just come up and we're just not very used to it. So if you think about relating that to your confidence in parenting, well, let's just take a step back and look at what is confidence? Like, maybe what is the difference between confidence and self-confidence? And confidence really is kind of past looking. You know that you can just do something, and lots of times you don't even think about it. You know, confidence, you are confident that you know how to brush your teeth, and you're confident that you know how to get dressed. There's so many things that you're so confident in, you don't even think about doing it. But if you look at self-confidence and how it's related to feelings, if you have self-confidence, it's more kind of forward-looking. Sometimes we're shy or not wanting to do something because we don't know how to do it yet. We've never done it before. And we can relate that to parenting, because maybe there's a way of parenting or reacting to our parenting that we just haven't done before, and it's new to us because we didn't learn it from our parents. But if you look at self-confidence, what self-confidence really is, and lots of times as I'm coaching people, I'd ask them questions to help them discover this. So I'm just kind of saying this to everybody, but if you look at self-confidence, it really is our willingness to feel any emotion.
Yep.
You know, you think about that as, whoa, if I have self-confidence that I'm willing to just do anything because I'm willing to feel any emotion. And it's okay to feel any emotion. It's okay to feel the negative and the positive emotion. Life is kind of 50-50 there. So it's all really good stuff. But I really like that distinguish between confidence, like you're just know you can do it because you've done it before. But looking forward, self-confidence is really that. It really is, you're just confident in, hey, I can feel any emotion. I can feel any feeling. And what is a feeling? It's a vibration in our body. I am willing to feel a vibration in my body so that I can create a better future for myself and the next generation, relating to parenting.
It's so true. That's because so cool. Most of us were never taught as young kids how to process emotions with confidence, right? And so it's a total game changer, right? Like anybody who's been in this work or studying this work, whether it's positive parenting or life coaching, it is a total game changer. And so I can imagine all of these trusted mentors that come on this platform and the community that shares in this same vision of wanting to have this confidence on a daily basis. And then to think that that's going to be transferred to the next generation, right? Like it's like there's always these different levels, right? So you got these parents who are learning how to do this, and then it's only then that they can teach their kids how to do that, right? So every time you're triggered 10 times a day, 20 if you have four kids, right? But you're going to know that it's not, you don't need to panic. It's not like, you know, you're not disempowered. Your back's not up against the wall. You have choices. You can choose A, B, C, or D different ways to process the emotion and to handle the misbehavior with grace and integrity.
Hey, families, I'm pausing this episode just to make sure you know where you can go. If you want to join me for Kate Northrup's Relaxed Money Financial Healing workshop happening April 23rd through 25th. It's completely free, and it's a three-day live stream event where she's going to teach you all about nervous system regulation and how to identify where in your life you might be operating from a lack mindset when it comes to your finances, and also just become more conscious of maybe some limiting beliefs that you have around money, and also really become intentional about what you want to hand down to your children when it comes to generational cycles around finances and money. So you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax, or you can head over to Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and just shoot me a DM with the word relax, and I will help you get registered for Kate's free workshop. But I am a proud affiliate partner of Kate's programs because she just really has radically transformed my own life. And I'm just so excited for you also to learn with Kate all that she has to teach about nervous system regulation and healing and abundance when it comes to your own finances. All right, enjoy. And I will personally be at every single day of that workshop. So when you're there, make sure you say hello to me in the comments because I'll be there also learning with Kate. All right, freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax. Enjoy.
Yeah, that's one thing that I really have been doing a lot lately is talking about that with my kids, you know, and sharing with them, it's okay. It's okay to have negative emotions. It's okay to have whatever emotions you're experiencing. We're human and it's okay. Lots of times we just think that it's not okay, and we try to get our kids to stop crying or stop feeling an emotion because we are feeling that emotion too. And so we also need to just know that it's okay for us to feel whatever emotion it's going to pass. If we allow it into our lives, then it's going to have less power over us.
It's so true. And like, let's take a moment to talk a little bit about the direct messages that we allow into our lives every day, because that was part of what we wanted to cover today on 6 ways to become an empowered parent, is looking at the direct messages that are being let into your mind, body, and heart every single day. And I know, and would you guys agree, that when you have a flood of messages of hope and healing and healthy emotion processing and compassion and connection and forgiveness and firm kindness often, which every positive parenting educator on the planet or helper of the world or mom or dad that's dedicated to implementing healthy positive parenting into their family legacy. But when you have direct all of those messages of hope and all that good stuff on a consistent basis, and you take away, which was another one of our points, was how important it is to remove activities or input that drain you. But when you just have a constant flow of these healthy messages, how that affects you, right? Like I think we look at like information overload, but it's because there's like all different, there's like the toxic messages that come through most of the social channels. And yes, there's a lot of the good, healthy messages, healthy emotion processing, all the things, but it just is it's just a lot, right? So to think that you're taking a platform and just having it only bring in the healthy, fulfilling messages, That lights me up. And I feel like that's got to affect a parent's ability to stay in an empowered state on a consistent basis. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I've experienced this just over the past couple of years, you know, just being more mindful of what is happening and what apps I'm using. And as I'm taking things in, you know, if you think about it, some of the other apps that we often use, it actually causes disconnection. Because we don't have that positive aspect in our lives, you know, it's not whatever we put in to our minds, right? Like I talked about earlier, whatever thoughts we have, whatever we absorb from whether social media or TV or whatever, it's going to impact the way that we think about the world. It's going to impact how we feel about things, and it will continue to impact our actions and our results. So absolutely, if we have more positive information flowing into our lives, that will affect the way that we think, feel, and act, for sure.
There was an article on the platform that I had read inside Parent Playbook, Harvard reviewed piece that talked about this explosion of connectivity leading to personal disconnectedness in families. And we were sitting as a family after a Sunday dinner in the last month, and I was guilty of this. I was one of the participants, but there were four of us as adults sitting on the couch a foot away from each other with our phone buried in social media apps, mindlessly scrolling. And yet we were missing the opportunity to be together. And so I was able to take information that I had learned through an article and actually listened to, because we have that option to read content or listen to content inside the platform.
Ooh, I like
and I was
that.
Able, to, yeah, people love that. So you can listen when you're on the go, et cetera. But I was able to share what I'd learned with my family, and we were able to make a connection, and it was really meaningful, and spend, I think it was a short period of time. It was like 10, 15 minutes before we started dessert, but we were able to put our phones down and just connect and be present with each other. And it was something where I thought, wow, this is something that's got to become not the exception, but the rule, is this ability to come together. And so Parent Playbook's about giving information to families again. So in the moment, as these moments present themselves, you can simply make better decisions. So you're able to have connection. It's all about increasing connection.
Oh, I love this, because this is a great example of, I think there's no denying that these days, it's like something is happening to our brain. I don't even know what is going to happen in 50 years, but we are getting less and less, like we have less and less of an ability to like just be bored, right? Like if you're standing in line for a bathroom, or like you're, you know, I don't know, waiting for something, like it is becoming constant that we are entertaining ourselves. And it's just a fact. I don't care who you are, it is happening. And so when I think about here, you've got these smartphones, like they are here to stay. We all are, I think, trying to figure out ways to like create boundaries as adults now and teach our children the same. But when you look at that phone and you have an option to either open Parent Playbook or open Instagram or open Facebook, whatever it is, like just knowing that by spending like 5 or 10 minutes while you're waiting for your lunch to get ready, like you chose to listen to an article or read through a Harvard evidence-based study about how to, whatever it was about. And then that night had direct results of how your life was, you know, strengthened and improved and became richer that evening. It's just a great example of it would have been very easy that day to consume 10 minutes of, let's say, Instagram scrolling, because it's easy. And like for me, just the other day, as I was preparing for this interview, I thought of you guys, because I was like, man, I love to be entertained, and I'm just as guilty as anyone else. I open it up and I start looking, and sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This, like, I have my favorite colleagues and mentors on the space that just make me so happy and inspire me. And then I stumble upon some random, like, even if it's like a really cool reporter who's reporting on horrible things that are happening in the world. And I get sucked down a rabbit hole of like, oh my gosh, this is awful. I can't believe this is happening. Like, ew, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Like, and then your mind starts going to like, well, what could I do to help in this? Because this can't go on in the world. And then all of a sudden 10 minutes goes by and you haven't enriched your life. You haven't learned anything. You've just been, so to speak, entertained. So I just think like for us to have these options of like, most of us, definitely everyone listening to this show, they like to be educated. They want to be entertained. They really care about their family legacy and their parenting and being a good, kind human being in this world. And I just love that story, Phil. It's a great example of how when you have consistent messages of education and inspiration and motivation in your life, I'm telling you, it directly affects you. Like even me as a teacher in my private membership program, when I teach something every month, we have a different focus every month. When I teach it, I apply it into my life that night. Like it's just whatever you surround yourself with, it either, you know, strengthens and improves your life, or it just adds chaos and overwhelm. So anyways, that's all I gotta say about that.
I love that, Wendy. I love that you realize, right, that when you share your life experience with others, which is really one of the purposes of Parent Playbook, is for people to share their own parenting experiences. It's not about telling someone what to do, because when you tell someone what to do, whether that's in person or digitally, you now remove that person's ability to think for themselves and to have that growth experience. So we really want to foster a community where someone can come in and ask a question of their circle of trust, or the entire community, if they choose to, they get to ask that question. And there's this experience share type of connection that's taking place. And I had someone ask, well, what does circle of trust mean? Well, coming back to what I'd said earlier, it's going to be someone's parenting partner. It's going to be typically siblings, we've learned, and parents of that person, or close friends. Think of, if you have a parenting challenge right now, where are you going to turn? Who are the people that you're going to turn to? Who are the first five people you're going to turn to? That's your circle of trust. So it's very important for us that if we bring you, Wendy, onto the platform as a parent, that we also make it really easy for you to bring along that circle of trust as well. Because who are you going to want to connect to first? It's that circle of trust. And so we have to, we actually, it has a name. It's called Atomic Networks. So it's giving you the ability to create a small micro network of the people that you want to connect with, that they need to be on this journey with you and come into the platform. Parents, we learned, want a space also that's dedicated to parenting subjects. And this was an eye-opener for me. Because I thought to myself, well, why? Facebook groups is pretty cool. I belong to some groups, you know, and you've got these other tools. You've got Pinterest, you've got Instagram, you've got all these different communication platforms. Why would someone want something else? Parent after parent answered that question. I didn't have to. What they said was, we want a place, again, that's dedicated. And if I can compartmentalize this part of my life that's so important, which is parenting, and have one place, one location where I can save content into a playbook for my child, where I can engage in communication with my circle of trust, where when needed, I can engage a professional if a problem's that pressing. And I can do that in one place. If you'll give me that, that's what I want. And we've simply listened to what the market has said they want, and we have built that. One other thing I'll just say in conclusion on this point that I think is important. One thing we observed that doesn't exist, there's no collective mind, if you will, online on parenting. We're building, Parent Playbook is becoming, we are building the world's collective mind on parenting. No one's ever done this before. And that's exactly what we're doing, a place where you can come, get evidence-based, the best information that's customized to you as a parent. We're not going to give you advice for a 14-year-old if you've got a problem with an 8-year-old, right? Yeah. We can target the information based on your values, based on your faith traditions, cultural traditions, even socioeconomic considerations. We can target the information so it becomes relevant. So we've had this already where users have come back to us in beta testing and said, and we've heard this exact phrase expressed in different ways, wow, it's like you know my family. Wow, it's like you know my child. Because that's relevancy. If someone finds information relevant, then guess what? It now becomes valuable. And if something becomes valuable, it's something that you become habituated and you build trust with that brand. And that's how we help families, is really giving information that's relevant, relatable, and customized to their unique situation. No one is doing this in the market. And it's technically, it's a heavy lift. This isn't easy to build. We just have a team of developers that we consider to be amongst the best in their world and in the world in their fields, including in artificial intelligence, to make all of this work.
Oh, amazing. Well, thank you guys. Seriously, thank you. You know, thank you for making a stand too with how you're building this, because this could have very easily been a free for all of like, hey, any parenting advice, like everyone, you know, I hear a lot, like every child is different and no, there's no right or wrong in parenting. And again, I'm just like really inspired and thankful that you've taken a stance to have evidence-based, you know, positive, gentle, connected, firm and kind parenting strategies be what you are bringing to the world. So thank you so much, you guys. I know that you are working so hard. Your team is incredible. I am so excited to personally be investing in this company. I believe really deeply in it. And tell listeners just a little bit more as we end this episode about where they can find out more information. Is the app downloadable yet? Like, and I know that there's an opportunity right now to get in and become part of building of this amazing parent empowerment app. So will you just tell us a little bit more about that all as we wrap?
You can join the wait list by downloading the app in the app stores today. By the time this podcast goes live, You'll be able to go to the Apple Store and the Google Store and actually download the app. And what that looks like is you'll go onto a waiting list and you're able to reserve your username now. As Bruce mentioned, initially, eventually we'll open it up, but initially it is invite only. So we allow someone who comes onto the platform to invite their circle of trust. And we want to do that just to be able to control our growth and to make sure that the user experience and any tweaks or adjustments that we need to make, we can do it in an environment that isn't necessarily, you know, measured by hundreds of thousands of users, but by a smaller group. And then eventually we'll open it up to everyone. And yes, we are doing a equity-backed crowdfunding campaign. We have already have a group of phenomenal investors that have backed us. And I'm talking several dozen that have supported what we're building. And we had a desire to say, you know, most times when you're building a tech company, the only participants are people that tend to have, you know, a lot of financial resources to be investors. And they're the ones that win when a company is able to grow over time into something significant. And we wanted a way where we could invite the average mom and pop, if you will, investor that may not have those types of resources to come in and be a part owner in what we're building. And that is happening through an equity-based crowdfunding campaign that we, by the time this is live, this podcast will be available. And that's exciting to us. And you can go to parentplaybook.com, our website, and there will be a link to the offering page, and all of the details are there. But we wanted to make this opportunity to be a part owner in Parent Playbook as we build out our brand on a global scale to any level of investor that wants to back us. If our why resonates with someone, if they say, you know, that's something I can get behind and just want to support, and I also would love to have an opportunity to also be a part owner in it, this is the opportunity to do that. And this will be a limited in terms of the time. We can only raise a certain amount, and the offering can only go for a certain period of time. But go to parentplaybook.com, and you'll see a link there to learn more information, the details of the offering.
So cool.
Awesome, guys.
Yeah. Well, how fun, you guys, to get to know you guys, to get to know your hearts, to get to know your why. I mean, I am deeply inspired and grateful again for the work that you're doing, the hard work that you're putting into this. And I just think a year, two, 3 years down the road, how this app is going to be in every parent's pocket and how every single parent across the planet is going to feel empowered and confident and have the tools that they need to parent with connection and dignity and grace and integrity and firm kindness and with evidence-based strategies. So thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules to chat with Terry and I. We're just really grateful for all that you guys are doing, and it's been really fun.
We've loved it. And thank you for your believing enough in us as well to actually be a backer and an investor in what we're building. That means a lot to us, your faith in us. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
All right, listeners, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you. As we wrap up here, don't forget to DM me the word shift or head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your free discipline quick start learning bundle. You'll get immediate access to download our extensive learning guide where I'll share 5 ways you can ditch the old school hand-me-down punishment mindset beliefs and thoughts that are causing you to react like a volcano instead of respond like the firm, kind, respectful teacher you are at your core. And then you'll also get immediate access to my on-demand workshop where I'll teach you our 3 core Fresh Start Family strategies that make up a strong, compassionate, disciplined toolkit, as well as my favorite logical consequences that not only work with kids of all ages, but do wonders to unite you with your child and strengthen your relationship, even in your kids' worst moments. So pop on over to Instagram right now and just shoot me a DM with the word shift, and I'll send you a personal link to download that bundle right away. Or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to get access immediately. All right. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you inside that free bundle and also inside the next episode. For links and more information about everything we talked about in today's episode, head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/136.
For more information, go to freshstartfamilyonline.com. Thanks for listening, families. Have a great day.